This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anybody's movable.
Matt Shaw hits that well. Deep left. It's fair. It's gone. It is gone! Matt Shaw swinging. Sixth of the year. Fourth since the All-Star break. Two-run shot. It's 3-0 Cubs.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ronji on The Score.
It is hour three of Hit and Run today. In for Matt Spiegel, I am Chris. Glad you are with us today. And it is time to go to the guest line. And it is brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We bring in television analyst on Marquee for your Chicago Cubs. Jim DeShays is with us. JD, how you doing?
I'm well, Chris. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I was just ready for the game, ready for the series to come to a conclusion today, man. Before we get started, let me just say something about you. I'm a glasses guy. I don't do contacts. I wear glasses. And I am really jealous of your glasses game. I think you've really nailed that. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Some of them are a little aggressive, but you know.
I love the blue ones.
Every now and then. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, those are good.
They got a W last night, so they're probably back in play today.
There you go. So, yeah. Is that how you decide? Is it, we'll just go with what's working?
Yeah, completely logical, rational thinking.
So, what is working with Matt Shaw? He's just really had a terrific post All-Star break.
Yeah, it's been fun, hasn't it? He's a guy who tweaks a lot. Still very much a young player without a ton of professional experience. So you would expect there to be highs and lows. The lows have been really low, but now he's on a real nice run. He's made some adjustments, opened up his stance a little bit. He's calmed down that big leg kick he had when he first came up. This is a kid with a high ceiling, a first round draft pick who has hit everywhere he's gone. So not surprising that he would struggle here at the big league level, but also not surprising that sooner or later he would figure it out. The second half numbers are outstanding. It's still a relatively small sample, but he's certainly trending in the right direction.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about that leg kick and then dropping that and, maybe things changing it in part because of that. As a hitter, I mean, how difficult is it to make that sort of adjustment that you've done something a certain way? You get used to it. You know, you try to tweak your swing. A lot of players do that, but it has to be kind of difficult to lose something like that, doesn't it?
Well, I think it has to be the buy-in might be the toughest part. Like if the hitting coaches say, we think your leg kick is too big and it's causing you to, not be on time, you know, it's not like leg kicks are necessarily a bad thing, because there's plenty of guys who've had a lot of success using a big leg kick. It just depends on the individual. He had that big kind of leg kick, and he was struggling. So at some point, I think the thought became, well, let's try to do something a little different. And that becomes the challenge for the player. You've had success to a certain point doing it a certain way, and there's bound to be some hesitancy to try to make that adjustment. But, you know, bully for him for being willing to do it. And then once I think you commit to it, you put in your time in the cage and BP and everything, and, you start to hit the ball hard, you start to have some good feedback, and then it becomes a lot easier to buy in.
Well, from the coaching perspective on wanting to change something like that, I know sometimes hitting coaches, they want to be, I don't want to say hands-off, but they don't want to meddle too much, because you give a player too much information mechanically, they get out of whack, and you know, that sort of thing. But is it different with a younger player where the coaching staff does feel like maybe they can intervene more quickly on something like that than they would with somebody who's been around 8 years?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of times with an older player, it's going to be more of a case of the player coming to the coach going, okay, I'm banging my head against the wall here. I'm not having a lot of success. Do you see anything? Do you have any ideas of what we might be able to try differently to get beyond this bad stretch I'm in? And sometimes I think there's a placebo effect too. Hey, man, hold your hands a little bit higher, and yeah, that looks good. Yeah, you're ready to go, and you just kind of plant that positive seed in a player's head. I think there's some component of it that is psychological as well as mechanical.
In the two jobs, hitting coach versus pitching coach, psychology comes in quite a bit. Do you think psychology is more important for one of those jobs over the other? It seems to me like it would be the hitting coach, because a lot of hitters get in their own heads a lot.
I don't have a good answer for that. Honestly, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a component that coaches just deal with, whether you're hitters or pitchers, and whether one is more than the other, I can't say.
Jim DeShays is joining us here on Hit and Run on the Score, and this Cubs offense has been pretty good this season, and we are getting closer to the trade deadline, which is on Thursday, and I know you hear the talk that they need starting pitching, that these bullpen days are not working. Are you comfortable if they continue to go this route with the bullpen days for the next several weeks if they don't make a move there?
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll make a move. But I have no problem with using an opener. I think it's a good strategy, depending on the opposing lineup. We've seen it work. So the opener, I guess, is one argument. The bullpen day is a different argument. So I don't think the idea of a lot of bullpen games going forward is part of the formula. I think they're going to do something to bolster the starting rotation. They're going to, my guess is they're going to add a piece, at least one piece, and add some depth to the rotation. So I'm not overly concerned about a bunch of bullpen games going forward. I am a fan of using an opener. I think if your starters are open to that, then that's a strategy they might employ a little bit more. But I'm not worried about the notion of the bullpen game, because there's just not going to be that many of them going forward.
Yeah, more and more teams are using that opener. What about it do you like?
Well, it just makes the starter's job easier. You know, you bring your guy pitches one inning against the top of the order, and the guy that comes in behind him gets a little bit of a soft landing because he's not facing the top of the order. And he can get into the sixth inning or possibly even the seventh inning, not seeing those best hitters a third time. We talk so much about the third time through penalty that pitchers pay. Well, if you don't pitch the first inning, then you're not going to be dealing with the top of three guys in the batting order, maybe the top four guys in the batting order, for a third time in the fifth or sixth inning. So it's, there's been a lot of research done, a lot of studies done, that your quote-unquote bulk guy is probably most effective if he pitches innings two through six. So it's going to be interesting to see in the game as it evolves, if we'll see the opener employed more and more. But I think it's a pretty prudent strategy, especially, if you've got a right-handed starter and, the opposing team has two real left-handed studs at the top of their batting order, why not duck that for an inning and go from there?
We are talking to Jim Deshaies on Hit and Run, and Cade Horton has really had a nice month here in July. What have you seen from him in his execution that sort of led to the results he's gotten?
Yeah, well, you know, he's kind of has this bulldog mentality. I like watching him pitch. He's aggressive. He goes after hitters. I think just in terms of usage, the changeup has been a real big pitch for him, and that's something I didn't see coming when we first got him. You know, we knew about the big arm, that he had a fastball at, you know, touching 97, 98 miles an hour and a good breaking pitch. And the changeup has proven to be a real good weapon for him against left-handed hitters. So, you know, there's that. Again, you talk about a young player willing to make adjustments, try different things. I think that applies to Cade when you talk about his changeup. Yeah, and he's a real, real good competitor. Council has likened him to Justin Steele and his competitiveness.
Yeah, he's just between AAA and between the big leagues this year. He's just coming in under 100 innings thrown. How concerned are you with that, with his workload as we get into the final couple of months of the season and then likely the playoffs?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle that. I don't think there's a hard innings limit in mind. You just monitor his workload from start to start. If you get an opportunity to give him an extra day's rest on occasion, you do that. Maybe you get him out early. If you got a big lead and you can get him out after five innings or so, you can save him some pitches that way. And if he starts the show, you know, they have all kinds of ways now of measuring, the impact of the workload. And if you start to see a little dip in velo or something else, a spin rate or whatever it is, maybe you skip him a turn in the rotation. And that's why, again, you go back to pitching depth and the need to go out and find another arm to bolster the rotation if need be. Maybe even go to a six-man rotation for a little while. I think all those things will be in play. I don't think there's any roadmap necessarily that's in place for that, but I think you just have to be flexible and adjust.
JD, this team has, and all teams do deal with injuries, some more than others, but they've had some pretty significant ones, like not having Justin Steele available and, Javier Assad being injured and Tyone dealing with injuries too. And so being able to, be where they are in the standings, you could say is impressive, but, a lot of other teams are dealing with it. How much of what they've done and their success this year is because of their manager, because of Council, being able to lead them to this with all of those injuries that they've had to deal with?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's impossible to quantify the value that a manager brings to a team in terms of wins and losses. I just know that I think he's a really good manager. He's really smart. He's very thoughtful. I think he's really engaged with the front office and with his players. It's impossible to measure the difference a manager makes. I've been around a lot of them, and I think he's really good.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be, and I think that it seems like his players like him. I mean, is that important? Is it important, in your opinion, for players to like their manager?
Boy, that's a good question. There's been plenty of managers in the history of this game that have had a lot of success that their players didn't really like them. So it's I think in the modern game, it's probably more important than the manager's personality is probably more important than maybe it was, 50 years ago. But in terms of, we're all about wins and losses in this business, and in terms of wins and losses, the likability of the factor of the manager probably doesn't matter a whole lot.
Jim, this series against the White Sox, it was always, when I was in town, it was always my, I think, most tense but also most fun weekends of the year when you have these two series going on, these two teams against each other. How much do you like this crosstown series?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And there's been so much energy in the ballpark the last two nights because a lot of Cub fans show up here on the south side, and that gets the Sox fans riled up, and it just creates a lot of buzz. Even in that first game, the blowout loss for the Cubs, the people, the fans were still really into it right down to the last pitch of the game. Same thing last night, and I expect it'll be the same way here this afternoon.
JD, I didn't want to get too far past this game today, but big series coming up against the Brewers, which will start up tomorrow. And I'm pretty baseball stupid. I 2 months ago, probably, completely declared dead the Milwaukee Brewers. And here they are. Here they are. And, you know, overtaking first and, you know, a little bit of back and forth now over the last couple of weeks with them. How do the Brewers keep doing this? And right now, the two teams with the exact same record tied at the top of the division. How does this keep happening with the Brewers? And how concerned are you with them in the final 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, they're legit, obviously. You don't get to this point in the season and have as many wins as they do. There's nothing fluky about it. They pitch really well, and they defend really well. They have a very athletic team, so they're really good at run prevention. It's not a great offensive club. Obviously, they've scored enough runs to support that pitching. The Mizorowski kid has provided a boost. They got Brandon Woodruff back. He's been really good since returning from the IL. So for them, it starts with their pitching and their defense. They have a lot of team speed. It's a real good team. They can't slug with the Cubs. They can't score with the Cubs, but they can really pitch, and that's what allowed them to be so good. And, you know, they've been out of their minds here over the last month or so. I mean, they have an 11-game winning streak. They're like 22-8 over their last 30. And despite all that, they're only tied for first place. So it's unlikely that they're going to continue to win at that pace. But it's also very unlikely that they're going to fall off dramatically. So this thing's going to go right down to the final few days of the season.
I've always felt that this Cubs team, it was their division to lose. From the start of the season, I picked them to win like most people did. Thought the Cardinals might be a threat for a little bit. Did not think much of the Brewers. And I still think it is that. You know, it is the Cubs division to lose. And I think that's probably the common wisdom around the sport. So, JD, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for visiting with us today. And good luck today. Enjoy the show.
Yep. Thank you, man. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. That is Jim Deshaies. You can see and hear him on Marquee, part of the broadcast crew. He is the analyst for Cubs on the television side. We've got the Cubs game here on The Score. It's the flagship of the Chicago Cubs, 12:35 pregame show. It will be Matt Spiegel, who is filling in for Zach Zaidman, who is filling in for Pat today. So Zach and Ron on the call, that will be today. And you've got Spiegel, who is he's got the pre and post game. Spiegel is going to join us at 12 o'clock. I'm going to talk a little bit with him. We got Mike Farron coming up at 11:40 today. We're going to get some trade deadline talk with him, get his thoughts on the National League Central and how he sees the rest of this season going. As broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm Chris Ranji and would love to hear from you. And don't forget, if you call in to the show today, or if you text in, need you to tell me which team is yours, and then you have to say something nice about the other guys. You have to say something nice about the other team or the other team's fans. Okay? You know the deal. We're doing nothing but niceness today. As I said earlier, we're punching each other in the face with niceness. And that's how Hit and Run is going to go. That's how this day is going to go. The Crosstown Classic wraps up today from Rate Field on the south side, and we are working toward the pregame show today, right here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Ben Wilson wants a fastball away. Ground ball, base hit in the right field. Heading for third is Terrence Long. The throw by Ichiro. Beautiful. Peggy got him. Holy smoke. A laser beam strike from Ichiro to the third baseman, David Bell. And Terrence Long is gunned down at third base. What a throw. Two outs.
And with that base running by Terrence Long, he keeps Aaron Seeley in the ballgame. He forgets it's Ichiro in the outfield. It's a ground ball where you can never make this out. This is the tying run. You can't. He throws a laser low to the ground about 6 feet off. Is that a strike? If you can call that as an umpire, that's right down the middle strike, baby. Look at that arm, people. Terrence Long makes it ill-advised trying to go to third base. No way he should try this, but this is a beautiful throw, a strike right down the middle like David Bell was a catcher.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
Ichiro, man. That is my, let's see, I think he is number one. If he's not number one, he's at least top two or three of favorite players that never played for my team. That's who he is to me. One of my favorites. Ichiro Suzuki is going into baseball's Hall of Fame today, along with Dick Allen and CC Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Dave Parker is going in. So it's going to be a good day today for a baseball fan. White Sox had, you know, Dick Allen on their team for a few years, and just an exciting day. So I'm glad you are with us today as we're getting ready for the Crosstown Classic, the finale of that series from Wright Field. Matt Spiegel will be hosting pre- and post-game coverage. That's why I am with you, filling in for Spiegs. And then, of course, it'll be Zach and Ron. Pat Hughes is out. Pat is going to be back for the Brewers series. So, glad you're with us today. You got the phone number 312-644-6767. Let's visit with Southside Ron, who joins us on The Score. How's it going, Ron?
Hey, Ron, enjoying you. But I'm going, well, regarding the Cubs, I'll just say that's some nice ice. And I'm going to get to what I really call they got nice
okay.
ice.
Okay, so that's your one Cubs nice thing?
Yeah, that's it. I'm, yeah, I ain't gonna waste my seconds with no, because I need to get to Dick Allen. I need to
Dude,
get to the
okay.
savior. First of all,
okay,
it is just so, I almost want to call it a travesty that he, like Rich Gossett said, there shouldn't be a Hall of Fame if he isn't in. I just got a couple of things here, which from 1964 to 74, among players with 2,001 plate appearance, Allen had 165 OPS, higher than Willie McCovey, Frank Robinson, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, Willie Stargell, Reggie Jackson, Roberto Clemente, Willie Mays. That 10-year period. See, and you know, I was going to go to the Hall of Fame, I think, in the last couple years. I wasn't even going. I almost lost faith in it. And just two other things. I love Dick Allen. Paul Sullivan wrote in November 2020, Allen almost single-handedly revived the Sox franchise. Chuck Tanner simply called him the savior. Sox, I know I was out at the ballpark in the late 60s or 70s. You can sit anywhere. It's 500,000 people. A couple of other things real quick. Nancy Faust, who created the walk-up song, she started it with the White Sox, but she said it took off when she played Jesus Christ Superstar. She got national, and she said she simply looked in him. Arguably, well, no, not even arguably. 1972, the best 1 year for any White Sox player, almost any Chicago. I mean, the man had a game where he had two inside the park home run in the same game. The doubleheader, June 4th, 1972, against the Yankees, Sparky Lyle. And I just read, they said that Mike Andrews told him that, you know, Tanner brought him in. He didn't play that game. They called it the Chili Dog. He was sitting there eating
a
hot dog.
Yeah, he had to change his
and
jersey.
What happened, they said Mike Andrews, the catcher, told Sparky Lyle, you in deep, you know what now. He hit a three-run homer, 51,000 fans. They said erupted. But it wouldn't be a Sox team here. Now, you talking about them leaving, yeah. They really probably were going to be gone. But he simply was the savior, a wonderful player, could run the bases. So I just had to but it's just so – and his son was on, I think, with Marley. I mean, with Hall and Bruce and just listening to him. So I just had to say that, but it's still unfortunate that he had to wait that long. And when you and his contemporaries, Willie Mays, Aaron, they said he should be in, and it was personal, you know.
Right.
But Philadelphia did retire his number. So to the great, to the great savior. That's all I have to say. Thanks, Roger.
My guy, Ron. I appreciate talking to you, as always, have for all these years. Thank you for checking in again. And, yeah, I mean, Dick Allen had a remarkable, 1972 season. I mean, I would say that, I don't know, I would say that Frank Thomas, that 94 season, it is not his fault that the strike happened, but he was otherworldly in 94. Frank was, man, that year, a 1217 OPS. The guy's on-base percentage was .487. And, it was 113 games that he played. So he didn't get the full year. But, again, the strike is not his fault. I don't know that he should be punished for that. You know, in terms of if we're assessing great White Sox, individual White Sox seasons, I mean, that one is unbelievable. And he actually had several. I mean, the 97 season was awesome. The 91, Frank was great. In the Hall of Fame like he should be. And I totally agree with Ron on stuff like Dick Allen and Dave Parker, you know, not getting in where they could enjoy it. They didn't get to see it for themselves. That sucks. That just sucks. And I have lots of problems with the Hall of Fame and how some guys are in, how they get in, how some of them have to wait forever. Manny Mignoso, that's a crime that he had to wait. Manny Mignoso was that was a slam dunk. He should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago, even if it wasn't for just the play on the field. I mean, the social significance of him being a major leaguer, the fact he played in all those decades, just I don't. I mean, what is the Hall of Fame? You know, if he's not in it, what are we doing with this thing? And so I do have a lot of problems with it, and it irritates me. Guys getting left out. I'm still irritated about Bonds and Clemens not being in, because I do not care about the PED thing. Those are two of the best players in the history of the game. Easily, they should be in the Hall of Fame. So, like I said, I have my issues with it, and I absolutely see where Ron is coming from. Matt is on the north side and with us on the score. How you doing, Matt?
Oh, wait, me, Matt?
Yeah, you, Matt. You're the only Matt here.
Oh, sorry about that. I forgot I was even on. I usually have you guys on the Odyssey app in my yeah. headphones tonight. My phone's not even with me. Sorry about that.
That's all right, pal. Sometimes no, okay. I forget I'm doing a show.
Well, first, yeah, no, sorry. First, Southside Ron and Frank from earlier, I'd love to take a ball game in with both of those guys.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, Frank sounded like about 10 of my cousins and maybe a couple of my aunts there. But anyway, I won't be talking about shooting people or throwing people off the upper deck.
No, we're not. Yes, we're not throwing people off the upper deck. So wait, are you Sox or Cubs? Yeah. You're a Sox fan?
Cubs.
You're a Cubs fan? Okay, you have to say something nice about the White Sox.
Oh, something nice about the White Sox. Well, my dad was a Sox fan, or is a Sox fan, I should say. But I guess the food? I'll give him the food.
Okay, that works. What else is on your mind?
The irrational confidence that they hold on to about their relevancy in the city as a sports franchise.
Wow. I said no backhanded compliments. Those were my directions. Right. Didn't you hear that?
All right. Sorry, Chris. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, reason I was calling, it was great to hear Jim Deshays talk about Cade Horton and everything like that. But the reason I was calling was about the pitching that we've got. And obviously that's what everyone's calling for is, you know, a new starting arm. I mean, Boyd's been a revelation. Ray's been great, right? But I look back at, you know, the 16 team, and I feel like Shota's the only one that could even sniff time on that staff. And I'm just kind of preparing myself to be screaming at my television come October because we don't have those arms. Even if we add one, like I hope Horton is, you know, Texas Lightning in a bottle. Maybe he shines when the lights are bright and Boyd can keep doing his thing, but I don't see it with the staff. Steele leaving obviously killed us, right? I shouldn't say killed us, but hurt us in a big way. But yeah. I just don't know what another arm is going to do when, you know, our top guy is, you know, what is he, fourth in that 16 rotation, right? Like, that's always going to be, you know, the kind of my foundation and where I start from. I'm judging these teams. But, I mean, baseball's weird, right? You just make the tournament, make the playoffs, and you can ride a couple arms deep. But
so
I just
– Well, let me ask you this. You're concerned about –
be disappointed.
Okay. Oh, now I understand that. So your concern about Boyd is that he doesn't keep this up, right? Because if you take him for what he's done so far and the effectiveness so far, you would take that guy in a playoff game, absolutely, if he's pitching like this, right? So are you saying you're just concerned that he can't keep this up?
And that it's on two guys. If he's the guy and if it's Shota, and that's it, and that's, maybe Ray can keep it up, but we've never seen it from Boyd, and frankly, we've never really seen it from Shota, right? I mean, he's been as advertised, right? Love Shota. Love watching him push out there. It's phenomenal. That's like scheduled viewing every start. But I just, you know, when I look back and you got the Lesters, the Arietas, Hendricks, I mean, that was, and then even Lackey. I think, I feel like Shota would take Lackey's spot, but back then, and I hate to keep going back to 16, but that's, I mean, what else do we have to go off, right? So,
well, I appreciate the phone call and need to get running because we got to get to Mike Farron here in a moment. But I understand your concern, and I think that's all pretty valid. But if Boyd continues like this, if Imanaga continues like this too, and they add another starter, I feel pretty comfortable about that going into a playoff. I do. I know it's not, you know, Arrieta when he's got a 0.9 ERA or whatever it was. I know it's not that, but still, I think that's pretty strong, and they can hit. And I know offense a lot of times sort of goes away in the postseason, but not always. Not always. And I feel pretty confident with their offense, or I would, you know, if I were you. So we'll see. We'll see. But they have to get a starter. They have to get a starter to alleviate the sorts of concerns that Matt has. And I think a lot of people probably agree with him. Appreciate the phone call. We'll get to more of those. We've got Matt Spiegel coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Up at 12, but next from MLB Network Radio, we are going to talk to Mike Farron, get his deadline thoughts, get his thoughts on the Central Division and the playoff race to come. That is next, right here on Hit and Run on the Score.
Mullin Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
If Jalen Johnson misses a month,
it's a leg injury. That's what we've been told.
What is it that the Bears don't want us to know?
It's a great question.
Why is there this ambiguity surrounding the injury to one of your best players? Why did you not take questions at the opening press conference about an injury to one of your best players? And injuries are a big concern when you're talking about a player this valuable.
Mullin Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Need to refresh your home? Benjamin Moore offers premium paint in over 3,500 colors, backed by unmatched quality and durability. Visit BenjaminMoore.com for participating retailer near you. Benjamin Moore, official paint of the Chicago Cubs.
Run the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 11th to experience the excitement of Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend.
The race takes participants on a one-of-a-kind tour through Chicago's Loop, passing sites that make up the city's unique architectural landscape. Whether you're looking to shake out your legs before the big race on Sunday or enjoy a fall run, join participants from around the world at this year's Abbott Chicago 5K. All participants receive a cozy knit hat and finisher's medal to commemorate their achievement. Learn more and register at Chicago5K.com.
Hey Chicago, Ron Kittle here from the Chicago White Sox. Join us Wednesday, August 6th for the 25th annual CPD Finest versus the CFD Bravest charity baseball game. We're celebrating Chicago's police and firefighters. For just $10, you get a fantastic night. Game at 6:30 p.m., family fun, free parking and fireworks. Every dollar supports the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and Ignite the Spirit, helping families of our fallen and injured heroes. Stand with them, Chicago, August 6th. Get your tickets now at cpdmemorial.org. See you there.
Hey, Chicago, drop by your local Dick's Sporting Goods for a bike gear-up event happening this weekend only. Join us August 2nd in Schaumburg and August 3rd in Lombard from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to check out top bike brands like Nishiki, Giant, Mongoose, and more. Don't miss incredible deals on select styles like up to $300 off electric bikes and up to $150 off mountain bikes. Plus, enjoy prizes, giveaways, and more. This weekend, gear up and get ready to ride at Dick's.
Everything comes down to how you finish, and the wall covering, drywall finishing, signage, glass systems, and painting contractors at finishingchicago.com always produce a hit. Chicago's top general contractors and property managers rely on Finishing Chicago's industrial and commercial contractors to provide the most well-trained, safety-focused, and reliable crews. Before starting work on your next job site, check out their website, finishingchicago.com, your free resource to find quality finishing contractors. Proud partner of Cubs Radio.
Grandma?
In kitchen.
Did you put these flyers in Lithuanian all over the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay, I know Kavelius is fool. What's the rest say?
Use translation app.
Oh, boy. Okay, don't be a fool. Take excellent financial lesson with Grandma.
One lesson, $25.
You need money for something you need money for? Get a First American Bank home equity line of credit.
Is smart.
Don't get a credit card loan.
Is stupid.
Because First American Bank
has best loan deals in town. Okay, now read Big Finish.
If you get a credit card loan and not a First American Bank home equity line of credit, you could pay 2.5 times more in interest. Isn't this a bad word?
Very.
Grandma, everything you've said about First American Bank is correct, but charging people $25, I don't know, come on.
You are right. Should be $100. Help me fix flyers.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com or call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Chicago sports fan. Chicago Sports Network is now available on Comcast Xfinity Channel 200. Catch over 300 live Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games each year. Visit chsn.com for details. Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
A happy place comes in many colors. One that leaves you feeling refreshed. Something that gets you all fired up. Or gives you the space to chill. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with Serta Pro Painters and make your happy place your home. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy. Get started today at SertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at SertaPro.com.
Keller's numbers at 3-10 record. Talking about it earlier, it just does not reflect on how good he has been this year.
Got him.
He threw him the heat, and Baez caught looking.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on the Score.
Good to have you with us today on Hit and Run, filling in for Matt Spiegel. I'm Chris Ranji, and it is time to go to the Score Hotline. We welcome in from MLB Network Radio. I call him a baseball expert. He's one of many, and he is one of my favorites. It is Mike Farren joining the show. What's happening, Mike? This is like twice in a week we've talked.
What is this, like two truths and a lie? Baseball expert, one of many, one of your favorites. We have to figure which one is true, which one isn't.
You know what? I'll tell you what, that's real clever, buddy. That's very clever.
How you doing, pal?
I'm good, man. How
talk to you always.
It's great to talk to you, and it's good to talk to you just a few days before the trade deadline. And you know, you just heard a highlight from Mitch Keller, who is pitching for a team that doesn't need him because the Pirates stink. So where do the Cubs go here in terms of picking up pitching? We've been talking about starting pitching a lot. It's my contention they need the most of anything. Some people think they need to go and get another bat. What do you think the Cubs need to do, and what do you think they will do?
I don't think they should limit it just to starting pitching. I think they're a team that needs guys that can miss bats, period. Their bullpen has been very good to for the most part this season. But they're down towards the bottom of the league in strikeout rate. And I think they're, 27th in strikeout rate from their starters or from their relievers. They're a little bit better than that, I think, 22nd from their starting pitching. Like, those are things that don't necessarily play well in the postseason, because it just, the ball in play is risk, right? So You need to be extremely good at getting weak contact. So I don't think they need to be picky. I think they just need to find guys who can miss bats. And, a lot of the names that are being mentioned for them, I don't think are necessarily the names of guys that are bat missers right now. So, I mean, then it just becomes a matter of, are you looking to find enough depth to get through the season? Are you trying to give yourself the best chance at a postseason series, but based on what's available? And that's where I think the challenge is for the Cubs front office to figure out, because, Mitch Keller is a great example, right? Like, he's signed, which also means that he's more expensive in terms of what he's going to cost you payroll-wise going forward. And is he worth giving up a ton of prospects for a guy who's kind of more like a mid-rotation starter? I think this is part of the calculus that the Cubs had to play with is, listen, can we get guys that can miss bats, period? Because I don't think you necessarily have to have great starters. I think you have to have good pitching in order to win in the postseason.
I'm intrigued by names like Sandy Alcantara. Obviously, Dylan Cease is really intriguing just for a number of different reasons. The storyline of him coming back to the Cubs would be really something. But what are your feelings on those two and how they would fit?
Yeah, I think Alcantara needs a change of scenery more than anything. His last start was really, really good. It was against San Diego, who has struggled offensively over the last couple of months. But it looked much more Sandy Alcantara-ish, right? He was getting a lot of ground balls. He was, again, this is not a guy, despite the fact that he throws 100 and misses a ton of bats, but he is really good at getting weak contact. And, he's got a Cy Young pedigree, and now he's further away from the Tommy John surgery. I'm intrigued by him as well. It has not been consistent this year. And, again, part of that, I think, is because he's coming off of injury. So I think that's a concern. The Cease situation is super complex, because the Padres, clearly, if they were moving him, need to be able to backfill it with starters that can help them not just this year but into the future. He misses a lot of bats. He walks a lot of guys, and his ERA is way higher than what his peripherals say it should be. But he's also not necessarily a comfortable outing to watch because of the walks. And so he kind of fits more of the bill of the guy that can get strikeouts that they would need to look for. And theoretically, for a rental, the cost should be a little bit less than it should be for a controllable starter like Alcantara or like Keller, even though Keller isn't the same pitcher that Cease is.
What about Edward Cabrera? Because his name has come up a lot, but I would have a lot of concern. I'd have a lot of concern about a guy who just had an elbow MRI a couple of weeks ago. I know that it came back, I guess, clean because he's still throwing, but that's never a good sign.
He's had a history of arm issues, and I think that probably mutes some of the market for him. But in terms of the strikeout stuff, that's the guy, I think he's a guy that if he can keep him healthy, he's never thrown really more strikes than he is right now. He strikes out about 25% of the hitters that he faces. He's got a league average-ish walk rate. I mean, that's really good. So I think there's a lot to like about Cabrera. You're right. Like, the cost of acquisition is probably high because there's 3 years left on him beyond this year. And, yeah, he just did have an MRI, but he also probably has the best pure stuff of anybody. I think the bigger issue with Alcantara and Cabrera right now is that, I don't know if you notice this, but the Marlins have won 23 of their last 35, and they're currently five games out of a wild card spot. And with the way everybody kind of has been trending towards the middle of the back of that wild card pack, I'm not convinced that they're going to be trading starting pitchers right now, especially ones that they control beyond this year.
Is there somebody that we're not really thinking of that might be a good fit for, you know, because we're talking about teams here that are still considering themselves, a lot of teams considering themselves in the mix for the playoffs, so maybe reluctant to deal, but is there somebody that we really should probably keep our eye on?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, most of the names that have been out there are guys that are either rentals or are on, you know, below average teams, or teams that are towards the bottom of the league. I'm not sure that there's somebody that I can think of right now that makes me go, yeah, that's a guy that you should be focusing on, at least in terms of starting pitchers. You know, for relievers, if Miami did move players, they have some guys that are kind of intriguing out of their bullpen. They have a few arms that do not maybe get the attention that others do because, you know, they're Miami. But guys like, you know, Calvin Fauché, Anthony Bender have thrown really well. Ronnie Enriquez is super interesting. You know, he's got a sub-3 ERA. He strikes out about a third of the hitters that he faces. He's got premium stuff. And if the Marlins did decide to sell, and I think that's probably still the most likely course of action, like they're playing better, you know, they are not going to hold on to a reliever just to hold on to a reliever, even a good one. They would try and maximize his value at the deadline. And I'll say this, too, I think they're one of the teams that matches up better with the Cubs because the Marlins need position players, and the top of the Cubs system are all position players. So that's why I think you're going to see them linked to Pittsburgh, you're going to see them linked to Miami an awful lot here over the next day.
Meanwhile, on the other end, and by the way, we are talking to Mike Farron, MLB Network Radio on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. The White Sox are in the opposite position where they are likely to deal away. They already made a minor deal earlier in the week. But the name that most people are talking about, and I think there are a couple here to pay attention to, Luis Robert Jr., I think they should move him if they can find something, if they can get something in return. I just don't – his time here is limited as it is. Do you think they'll end up trading him before Thursday?
That's a real coin flip to me. I mean, the fact that he's missed now the last three games of this groin issue, it's not good timing for it, right? We know that he is – you know, this incredibly twitchy athlete, and he's had lower half issues, you know, like a lot of kind of sprinters have. It makes me a little bit concerned. He also has not had a good year. I know he got hot right after the break. I mean, if you're moving him, I'm not sure that you're getting a significant return. You know, I read Bob Nightingale this morning in USA Today suggesting that the White Sox were interested in Mark Vientos as a trade for Luis Robert Jr. I cannot see the Mets doing that deal, even if they were to deal one of their three infielders in Vientos, Beatty, and Ronnie Mauricio. I can't imagine that they would be trading him straight up for Luis Robert Jr. You know, when you have multiple years of control of a potential starter at a corner for a guy that you're not even sure if you want to pick up the option on for next year, that's a little bit scary. And I know they need a center fielder, but I'm not sure what the return is going to be like for him. I think the guys that are more interesting for the White Sox, you know, Adrian Hauser, who was terrific again this weekend, obviously against the Cubs. You know, I think that's a name to keep an eye on. I think watching some of the guys in the bullpen, I think Brandon Eichert is a name that is going to attract interest at the trade deadline. Peripherals way better than the ERA again. And by that, I mean his strikeout rate and walk rate are both really good. Not a whole lot of lefties that you can get at the deadline that are going to punch about a quarter of the batters they face out and don't walk anyone. So I think those are kind of more names that I would think of. Robert's going to get most of the attention because he's a former All-Star. It's been 2 years since he played like one, and he's had trouble staying on the field. You know, the only thing I would say that would give me hope that they ended up with a better return, Ron, is that the market so far, like we saw two part-time weak side platoon bats moved yesterday, and Randall Grichuk and Ahmed Rosario, right-handed hitters to smash lefties. And the returns were higher than I expected. You know, Diamondback's got a relief prospect who touched the big leagues this year. Clayton Beter's been a fairly famous prospect to the Nationals, got back in the Rosario deal, although he's had massive control problems. But if you get a guy even who's an up-and-down reliever for 3 years, for 2 months of control of that kind of player who, you know, in Rosario's case is not a good defender, and Richard Chase isn't having quite as good a year against left-handed pitching as he did a season ago, like, that's actually indicates to me that it's a seller's market as much as anything, because those are, in my mind, fairly hefty returns for players that are role players.
Mike Farron, appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you for jumping on with us today.
My pleasure. And by the way, I just saw Luis Robert Jr. is in the lineup for the White Sox today, so that's certainly good news for them. So that's, he's going to DH,
very good.
But I feel there's a lot of scouts that are going to be watching him today.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, no problem.
Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio joining us here on The Score. You want to be listening all day tomorrow for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in River North. It is Wednesday, August 6th. Special guest Matt Shaw, and is hosted by our next guest, Matt Spiegel, who's the permanent host of this show. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. Matt Spiegel next on Hit and Run on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.